Welcome to Frontiers of Research. I'm Antoni, and today we're exploring the fascinating intersection of quantum computing and artificial intelligence, a field known as quantum machine learning. I'm joined by my brilliant colleagues, Sarah, whose work in quantum physics has been groundbreaking, and Josh, who brings expertise in machine learning and AI systems. Today, we'll explore how quantum computing might transform AI capabilities and what unique advantages emerge when these two revolutionary technologies converge.
Thanks, Antoni. Quantum machine learning represents the convergence of two of the most transformative technologies of our era. To understand this field, we need to appreciate what makes quantum computing fundamentally different from classical computing. Classical computers process information in bits, binary units that are either 0 or 1. Quantum computers, however, use quantum bits, or qubits, that can exist in superpositions of states, essentially being 0 and 1 simultaneously. They also leverage quantum entanglement, where qubits become correlated in ways that have no classical analog. These properties potentially allow quantum computers to explore vast solution spaces and process certain types of information in ways that classical computers simply cannot. Quantum machine learning aims to harness these quantum advantages to enhance machine learning algorithms or develop entirely new approaches to learning and inference that aren't possible with classical systems. The field explores questions like, can quantum computers train machine learning models faster? Can they identify patterns that classical algorithms would miss? And can quantum approaches help us overcome fundamental limitations in current AI systems?
To build on what Sarah explained, it's helpful to understand the specific computational bottlenecks in classical machine learning that quantum approaches might address. Classical machine learning, particularly deep learning, has achieved remarkable success in recent years, but it faces significant challenges. Training large models requires enormous computational resources and energy. Many algorithms struggle with certain types of optimization problems, getting stuck in local optima rather than finding global solutions. And there are fundamental limitations in how efficiently classical systems can process certain data structures. Quantum machine learning offers potential advantages in several areas. First, quantum algorithms for linear algebra operations, like matrix inversion, could exponentially speed up certain calculations central to many machine learning methods. Second, quantum approaches to optimization might help navigate complex loss landscapes more effectively. Third, quantum feature maps could transform data into higher dimensional spaces where patterns become more distinguishable. And fourth, quantum sampling could generate training data with distributions that are difficult to produce classically. However, it's important to note that these quantum advantages come with significant caveats and constraints. They're not universal speedups for all machine learning tasks.
One of the most active areas in quantum machine learning is the development of quantum neural networks. These are quantum circuits designed to perform functions analogous to classical neural networks, but leveraging quantum properties. In a quantum neural network, the neurons are replaced by qubits, and the network operations are implemented as quantum gates that transform qubit states. The input data is encoded into quantum states, processed through layers of parameterized quantum operations, and then measured to produce outputs. What makes these networks particularly interesting is that they can represent certain complex functions more efficiently than classical networks due to the exponential capacity of quantum states. They can also potentially explore multiple computational paths simultaneously through superposition. Several architectures have emerged, including variational quantum circuits, quantum convolutional neural networks, and quantum recurrent networks. These models are typically hybrid quantum classical systems, where a quantum processor handles specific, computationally intensive tasks, while classical components manage other aspects of the workflow. Whoa. Early experiments with these architectures have shown promise for specific applications. though scaling them to practically relevant sizes remains a significant challenge.
A fundamental challenge in quantum machine learning is how to efficiently encode classical data into quantum states, what we call quantum data encoding, or quantum feature embedding. This is crucial because any quantum advantage depends on how effectively we can translate our problem into the quantum domain. Several approaches have been developed. Amplitude encoding represents data in the amplitudes of a quantum state, potentially offering an exponentially compact representation, but requiring complex preparation circuits. Basis encoding is more straightforward, mapping binary features directly to qubit states, but doesn't leverage the full quantum state space. Rotation encoding uses qubit rotations proportional to data features, offering a balance between implementation complexity and representational power. And kernel-inspired encodings map data to quantum states in ways that enhance separability for classification tasks. The choice of encoding significantly impacts what quantum advantages, if any, are accessible for a given problem. Interestingly, some research suggests that certain quantum encodings create feature spaces equivalent to exponentially large classical neural network sizing, potentially allowing more compact models for complex functions. However, the challenge of efficiently preparing these quantum states from classical data, known as the input problem, remains a significant bottleneck for practical quantum machine learning.
Several quantum algorithms have been developed specifically for machine learning tasks. The HHL algorithm for solving linear systems of equations was one of the first to demonstrate potential exponential speedups for machine learning problems like least squares fitting, quantum principle component analysis can perform dimensionality reduction exponentially faster than classical methods under certain conditions. Quantum support vector machines leverage quantum kernels to classify data in implicitly high-dimensional spaces. Quantum generative models, including quantum generative adversarial networks and quantum Boltzmann machines, aim to generate complex data distributions by sampling from quantum states. And quantum reinforcement learning algorithms explore how agents might learn more efficiently by maintaining quantum superpositions of action policies. These algorithms often show theoretical speedups under idealized conditions, but translating these advantages to practical implementations faces several challenges. Many require fault-tolerant quantum computers with millions of qubits, far beyond current capabilities. Some depend on efficient quantum random access memory, which remains conceptual, and others require data to already be in quantum form, sidestepping the input bottleneck. Despite these challenges, near-term versions of these algorithms adapted for noisy, intermediate-scale quantum devices are being actively explored and showing promising results for specific problem instances.
While many quantum machine learning algorithms require fault-tolerant quantum computers that are still years away, there's significant interest in what can be accomplished with noisy intermediate-scale quantum, or NISQ, devices available today. These machines have limited qubit counts, relatively high error rates, and restricted connectivity, but they're still capable of performing useful computations with the right approaches. Variational quantum algorithms have emerged as the leading paradigm for NISQ-era quantum machine learning. These are hybrid quantum classical algorithms where a parameterized quantum circuit is optimized using classical methods. The quantum circuit performs a computation that would be difficult classically, while parameter updates happen on classical hardware. Examples include the quantum approximate optimization algorithm for combinatorial problems, variational quantum eigensolvers for chemistry and materials science, and quantum neural networks for classification and regression tasks. These approaches are particularly well-suited to NISQ devices because they typically require shallow circuits, are somewhat robust to noise, and can be tailored to hardware constraints. They've shown promising results on small-scale problems, demonstrating the potential for quantum advantage, even with limited quantum resources. However, challenges remain in scaling these methods to larger problem sizes and demonstrating clear advantages over state-of-the-art classical techniques.
An interesting approach that bridges classical deep learning with quantum computing is quantum transfer learning. This technique leverages pre-trained classical neural networks and enhances them with quantum components. In a typical implementation, the early layers of a classical convolutional neural network extract features from input data, like images. These features are then encoded into a quantum state and processed by a variational quantum circuit that replaces the fully connected layers of the classical network. The quantum circuit parameters are trained while keeping the classical feature extraction layers fixed. This hybrid approach offers several advantages. It addresses the data encoding bottleneck by using classical networks for the initial data processing. It requires fewer qubits, since it only needs to process the condensed feature representation rather than raw input data, and it can potentially enhance the expressivity of the model's decision boundaries through quantum processing. Early experiments with quantum transfer learning have shown promising results on image classification tasks, in some cases achieving comparable or better performance than fully classical approaches with fewer parameters. This suggests that even with limited quantum resources, there may be practical ways to enhance classical machine learning systems through strategic integration of quantum components.
Quantum kernels represent one of the most promising near-term applications of quantum computing to machine learning. Kernel methods in classical machine learning implicitly map data to high-dimensional feature spaces where linear separability becomes possible. Quantum kernels extend this idea by using quantum circuits to compute similarity measures between data points that would be difficult to calculate classically. The process works by encoding data points into quantum states, applying a quantum circuit, and measuring the overlap between the resulting states. This overlap represents the kernel value, essentially how similar the quantum representations of the data points are. What makes quantum kernels particularly interesting is that they can represent feature maps that would require exponentially many dimensions classically, potentially finding patterns that classical kernels would miss. Several experimental implementations have demonstrated quantum kernels for classification tasks, with some showing advantages for specifically structured data. However, recent theoretical work has clarified that quantum advantages for kernel methods aren't universal. They depend critically on the structure of the data and the specific learning problem. The field is now focused on identifying precisely which data distributions and learning tasks are most amenable to quantum kernel approaches, with promising results for certain quantum mechanical systems and structured datasets that match the inductive biases of quantum processors.
Generative modeling is a particularly interesting application area for quantum machine learning. Classical generative models like GANs and VAEs have achieved remarkable success in generating realistic images, text, and other data types. But they face challenges with certain probability distributions and sampling processes. Quantum generative models leverage quantum properties to potentially represent and sample from complex distributions more efficiently. Quantum generative adversarial networks, or QGANs, use a quantum generator circuit that produces quantum states, and either a quantum or classical discriminator that tries to distinguish these from target states. Quantum Boltzmann machines exploit quantum tunneling to potentially explore energy landscapes more effectively than their classical counterparts. And Born machines use the natural probabilistic interpretation of quantum wave functions to generate samples. These quantum generative models offer potential advantages in expressivity. They can efficiently represent certain probability distributions that would require exponentially many parameters classically. They may also mix faster between modes of distributions, addressing a common challenge in classical generative modeling. Early experiments have demonstrated these models for small-scale problems like generating simple images or molecular structures. As quantum hardware scales, these approaches could become powerful tools for generating complex datasets, simulating physical systems, and modeling distributions that are challenging for classical methods.
Reinforcement learning, where agents learn through interaction with environments, is another area where quantum approaches show promise. Quantum reinforcement learning explores how quantum mechanics might enhance the exploration-exploitation trade-off, value function representation, or policy optimization. One approach uses quantum parallelism to evaluate multiple policies simultaneously, potentially accelerating the exploration of large action spaces. Another leverages quantum superposition to represent value functions more compactly for certain environments. Quantum agents can also maintain coherent superpositions of action histories, allowing them to learn from multiple trajectories in a single episode. These quantum approaches might be particularly valuable for problems with large state spaces, complex reward structures, or where exploration is costly. Early theoretical and simulation results suggest potential advantages for specific problem classes, though experimental implementations on quantum hardware remain limited. As with other quantum machine learning approaches, the challenge lies in identifying precisely which reinforcement learning problems are most amenable to quantum enhancement and developing algorithms that can demonstrate practical advantages on near-term quantum devices. The field is actively exploring these questions with promising directions in quantum-enhanced exploration strategies and hybrid quantum classical reinforcement learning frameworks.
The practical implementation of quantum machine learning algorithms depends critically on quantum hardware capabilities. Current quantum processors use various physical platforms, each with different strengths and limitations. Superconducting qubit systems, like those from IBM, Google, and Rigetti, offer relatively fast gate operations and are highly programmable, but suffer from short coherence times. Trapped ion systems, from companies like IonQ and Honeywell, provide excellent qubit connectivity and coherence times, but slower gate operations. Photonic quantum computers, developed by companies like Xanadu and PsiQuantum, are particularly well-suited for certain continuous variable quantum machine learning approaches. Each platform presents different constraints for quantum machine learning implementations in terms of qubit count, connectivity, gate fidelity, and coherence time. Current NISQ devices typically support 50-100 qubits with error rates around 0.11% per gate, sufficient for proof-of-concept demonstrations, but challenging for large-scale applications. Quantum machine learning researchers are developing hardware-aware algorithms that work within these constraints, optimizing circuit depth and qubit requirements based on available hardware. Looking forward, error correction and fault tolerance will eventually enable more complex quantum machine learning workflows, but hardware algorithm co-design remains essential for extracting maximum utility from quantum systems at each stage of their development.
A critical question in quantum machine learning is how to rigorously benchmark quantum approaches against classical alternatives and demonstrate genuine quantum advantage. This is challenging for several reasons. Classical machine learning algorithms continue to advance rapidly, creating a moving target for comparison. Many theoretical quantum speedups assume ideal conditions that aren't currently achievable, and fair comparisons need to account for the full computational pipeline, including data preparation and result processing. The field is developing several benchmarking approaches. One strategy focuses on well-defined mathematical tasks where quantum advantages can be proven theoretically, like specific linear algebra, operations, or sampling problems. Another approach uses carefully constructed synthetic datasets designed to highlight quantum advantages while remaining classically verifiable. A third direction examines realistic machine learning tasks on standard datasets, comparing end-to-end performance metrics like accuracy and training time. Recent work has also focused on separating quantum models that can be efficiently simulated classically from those that cannot, helping identify where true quantum computational advantages might lie. While definitive large-scale quantum advantages for practical machine learning tasks haven't yet been demonstrated, several small-scale experiments have shown promising results for specific problem instances, particularly those with structures that align well with quantum computational capabilities.
Despite its promise, quantum machine learning faces several significant challenges. The input problem, efficiently encoding classical data into quantum states, creates a potential bottleneck that can negate theoretical speedups. The output problem is similar. We can only extract limited information from quantum states through measurement. Current quantum hardware has severe limitations in qubit count, coherence time, and gate fidelity, restricting the scale and complexity of implementable algorithms. Many quantum machine learning proposals require fault-tolerant quantum computers that are still years away. There are also fundamental questions about when quantum approaches can provide advantages over the best classical algorithms. Recent theoretical work has shown that for some problems where quantum speedups were initially suggested, new classical algorithms can achieve similar performance. The field is still working to precisely learning problems are amenable to quantum enhancement. Additionally, quantum machine learning faces practical challenges around model interpretability, uncertainty quantification, and integration with existing machine learning workflows. These challenges don't diminish the field's potential, but highlight the need for continued theoretical development alongside hardware advances, with a focus on identifying the most promising application areas where quantum approaches offer clear and demonstrable advantages.
The future of quantum machine learning is likely to evolve along several exciting paths. In the near term, we'll see continued development of hybrid quantum classical algorithms tailored to NISQ devices, with a focus on specific applications where even limited quantum resources can provide value. This includes quantum kernels for specialized classification tasks, variational circuits for optimization problems, and quantum-enhanced feature extraction. As quantum hardware scales and error rates improve, more sophisticated quantum machine learning models will become feasible, potentially enabling advantages for larger and more complex datasets. We'll likely see increased focus on domain-specific applications where quantum approaches align well with the underlying problem structure, such as quantum chemistry, materials science, and financial modeling. There's also growing interest in how quantum machine learning might help advance fundamental quantum physics, creating a virtuous cycle between quantum computing and quantum science. From a theoretical perspective, the field is moving toward more rigorous frameworks for understanding quantum learning advantages, developing quantum versions of learning theory, and establishing clearer connections to computational complexity. Perhaps most exciting is the potential for entirely new machine learning paradigms that are fundamentally quantum in nature. Approaches that don't just accelerate existing classical methods, but open new capabilities that have no classical counterparts.
Thank you, Sarah and Josh, for this fascinating exploration of quantum machine learning. We've covered the fundamental principles that make quantum computing potentially powerful for AI applications, the various approaches being developed from quantum neural networks to quantum kernels, and the challenges and future directions for this rapidly evolving field. What's clear is that quantum machine learning isn't simply about making existing AI algorithms faster. It represents a fundamentally different approach to processing information and learning from data. While significant technical challenges remain, the potential for quantum computers to enhance or transform certain aspects of machine learning is compelling. As quantum hardware continues to advance and our theoretical understanding deepens, we may discover entirely new paradigms for machine intelligence that leverage the unique properties of quantum systems. The convergence of quantum computing and artificial intelligence remains one of the most exciting frontiers in computing research, with implications that could extend far beyond what we can currently imagine. Join us next time for more explorations at the frontiers of research.